We think sometimes that poverty is only being hungry, naked, or homeless. The poverty of being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for is the greatest poverty. We must start in our own homes to remedy this kind of poverty. These are words of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, the founders of the Missionaries of Charity. In this time, we see many services being offered by the government. And we can ask the question, these programs, social services and so forth that are offered, are set up with good intentions, they do some good things. However, how effective are they at caring for people? There are many social issues in this today that we are deciding or arguing about, that are in the public forum that we're discussing and trying to figure out what do we do about that. Immigration, healthcare, the living wage, environmental stewardship, protection of the unborn, how to help people who are suffering physically or in other ways, helping victims of abuse, how to find healing. These and many other issues are a concern to us as Catholics. They should be. Certainly, it's easier to give this work to the government and say, you guys take care of it. And sometimes it's necessary to have government involvement. But sometimes it's this thing where we kind of say, you guys are doing it, so therefore, I don't have to. Many, if not most, of the solutions that are being proposed lack a critical element. In the gospel today, Jesus is welcomed into the home of Martha and Mary. He comes into their home. I can imagine the scene. Jesus is being fed. He's being taken care of. Probably has a nice place to sleep. Companionship, friendship, these are things that he needs as a human being. He needs that. But what he wants most is to be welcomed into our hearts. Martha accuses her sister of leaving all the work to her, which seems like a reasonable thing to say under the circumstances. Jesus' response may surprise us. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. The critical element that is often forgotten in today's efforts to address social concerns is that we must be contemplating Jesus. We must know him and have time to waste with him, you might say, sitting at his feet. If I don't know Jesus, how can I help other people? How can I satisfy their needs if Jesus isn't living through me? So often in today's world, we only serve one dimension of the person. It's not enough just to take care of the bodily needs of people. So often I think that's the failure or the struggle with the government programs. That's all that they do. And that's why it's such a great tragedy that so many of our social things that we do as a church, our Catholic social teaching tells us a lot, and the work that has been done is being relegated to the government and its programs. So our hospitals, our schools, our adoption agencies, our soup kitchens, our homeless shelters, our orphanages, all these and many other things, many of these are no longer functioning as Catholic organizations. They have given up the care of the whole person and are now concerned with things like numbers, regulations, and other preoccupations. Less and less is there a concern with welcoming Jesus and seeing him present in those we serve. Well, one way we can all attempt to change this is by our own work. You know, as medical professionals or teachers or business professionals, homemakers, as service personnel, in whatever capacity that we are employed, we can strive to see Christ in those around us. Contemplating Jesus in our daily lives, taking time for that, and trying to see him in those that we serve. If we grow in love for Jesus and daily spend time with him, it will become possible for us to see Jesus in those we encounter in our work, whether it's clients or co-workers or in some other capacity. If we do not work each day without attempting, if we do our work each day without attempting to see Jesus, then we are missing the better part that he talks about in the gospel. We miss Jesus. We may be doing a great job on a certain level, But if we are disconnected from Jesus, we have compartmentalized our lives, taking Jesus out of the workplace, out of the home, away from our human interactions with one another. And this is one of the great gifts that our Catholic faith tells us, is it's our faith is meant to be lived in the public sphere, so in our everyday lives. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going out and catechizing or telling people all the dogmas of the church. You know, that, did you know the Immaculate Conception is on December 8th? You know what that is? Let me tell you. Well, we don't do that, right? Well, maybe we do, but we're not called to do that necessarily. But we are looking for Jesus, right? When we are interacting with other people, we're looking for Jesus, trying to see him in the people that we are interacting with. If we're doing that, that's good. And what our lives will look like in terms of what we do to interact with Jesus and contemplate Jesus on a daily basis, that's going to depend a lot on what our individual circumstances are. If Jesus is not welcomed into our hearts throughout the day, then how can we be converted? How can we have that encounter with the Lord? Like Abraham today in the first reading, who welcomed those three men, he sort of had that openness to hospitality, openness in a sense we might say, to God speaking to him through these three men. Often this is seen as a symbol of the Trinity, that they came and gave this message to Abraham about his descendants. So we need to have that heart that's open to allow Jesus in. That's what he's looking for. Jesus says the better part is the spiritual hunger he has for our hearts. Certainly caring for the physical needs of a person, those are important too. It's not that we are saying, Martha, you shouldn't be doing any of those things ever, but we do need to recognize the spiritual and the physical needs are not competitive, right? It's not one or the other, it's both together. And Jesus emphasizes very clearly that the spiritual dimension, the spiritual need, is the greater of the two. If we look around the world today, isn't that the greatest hunger that we see, especially in the Western world? People are lonely, they're depressed, they're anxious, they're fearful, they're overwhelmed. How can this be? How can this be when we have so much, right? We live in a time where we have greater ability than ever before to care for the physical needs and comforts of the body. And yet, people are perishing for lack of spiritual care. We have lost the care of the soul. We've lost that in many ways. It is much worse to be sick in soul than sick in the body. To die with spiritual sickness is to risk losing everything. If my concern is only for your physical needs, I really can't help you in the way that serves you best. I cannot lead you to Christ. And this is the devastating thing about our current approach to social needs in our country. In a world where God is being excluded from the public forum, where the Lord is not welcome in the workplace, those who are in need are denied what they need most. Instead of doing what we can, we look for a way to fix our needs in other ways. We want a pill or a distraction. We look for self-help. We try to heal ourselves in a sense. But it is our souls which are sick. And if you do not believe that you have a soul, if you don't believe that souls exist, you will not be considering the spiritual care that is needed to heal your soul. So we must be rooted in Jesus, rooted in Christ, in order to bring any true good to others. Seeing Jesus, living with him in our daily lives, this is how we can bring healing to the whole person and care for the whole person. Without Christ, we will only ever care for the physical needs of people. And without Christ, we're stuck in that dimension, that one dimension, just the body, just the physical. But with Christ, it's possible to do both, to care for both. Finally, St. Paul today tells us in our second reading, he says, speaking to the church, that we have a special role to play to help other people on behalf of others. St. Paul says to us today, in my flesh, I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church. It's an interesting statement. So we are to take an active role in offering and suffering and repentance on behalf of those who cannot or those who will not. And that's an important role for all of us as Catholics to do, to live this out as Christians. We are called to offer that for our brothers and sisters, especially those who have turned their back to the Lord, to offer on behalf of others an offering which they will not is a gift to them and an opportunity for them to open their hearts, but it's also a chance for us to love Jesus and to grow closer to him and have our hearts open as well. So may we first endeavor to contemplate Christ in our daily lives, to allow him to be a part of our daily experience of life, so that it will flow into our interactions with one another, so that we may truly become a leaven for the whole world, the world around us. I'd like to close with a prayer that the missionaries of charity pray every day, right after Mass, before they go to serve. Make us worthy, Lord, to serve our fellow man throughout the world who live and die in poverty and hunger. Give them through our hands this day their daily bread, and by our understanding love, give peace and joy. Amen.